Welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design, the Dr. C podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, or simply Dr. C. Tune in every 2 to 5 weeks, every Monday, as we explore the unique journeys of entrepreneurs. Our podcast sheds light on the paths entrepreneurs have taken in their respective industries. Each episode, we dive into the stories of entrepreneurs, their challenges, triumphs, and the insights gained along their journey. We believe in the power of innovation, resilience, and the entrepreneurial spirit that drives success. Together, we'll learn from a diverse array of entrepreneurs united by their passion for making a difference. Now is the time to unlock the secrets of entrepreneurship. Now is the time to be inspired, to learn, and to craft your own path to success. Join me, Dr. C, as we embark on this journey together.
Think about if clients is one avenue, focus on building relationships, because those relationships could be clients. They could be referral partners, joint venture partners. They could be promoting you, right? They could also get you onto speaking on other people's stages, right? Or their own stages. So we also run LinkedIn events where we invite people to events. It's one of our major platforms to do that, but we run webinars. It is huge. So you can even run your own events through there. If you focus on building the relationships first, there's lots that you can do with those relationships.
Today, we have Matt, the founder of Virtual Edge, through which he has helped over 1,700 entrepreneurs from 26 countries create systems to grow exponentially. He's a seasoned expert in the field of sales, marketing, and business development, with more than a decade of experience in various industries, from energy to telecoms, to more. Thank you so much, Matt, for being here today. It is such a pleasure to have you. And I would love for you to dive into your journey, how you got here today, and then we can go a little bit deeper.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Caroline. I'm sure like most entrepreneurs that you've spoken to, there is a journey and it's never just a straight line. It's always feels like, you know, you're falling into a, you know, falling down a mountain, then you've got to climb up a different mountain, then you've got to abseil through to the next one. So it's never just a straight line. I actually started my entrepreneurial journey. Let me say it like this. I've never actually had a job in my life before. I've never worked for someone and earned a fixed salary. My first job was as a waiter, earning tips only. So in South Africa, we don't get paid salaries as waiters. You just earn tips. That's it. Then from there, I went over to the UK and I started doing door-to-door sales. And I found out that, hey, I'm actually pretty good at sales and I loved it. So I was making a ton of money at a very young age. And then I came back to South Africa and we started selling telephone systems door to door. And we actually landed up building a company that was doing about $6 million a year with no marketing, no advertising, all just door to door sales. And so I looked at that business and I was like, okay, I'm loving it. The money's good and everything, but I want to be able to travel. Like for me, that is a big, big value, big priority for me. And this is keeping me stuck here where I am. I can't leave it. So I sold my shares in the business and looking for something that could take me online. And actually, my first thing online was becoming an Infusionsoft certified partner. And I looked at this and I was like, well, what I loved about it was I could take the sales process that I knew inside and out and I could automate it. And so how we got into this level of LinkedIn was that we looked at this process and we were getting people good results. But then it came to a stage where they're like, all right, I've got this process automated, but I need to feed the beast. And so, you know, we went down the route of Facebook and we couldn't quite crack that. We couldn't quite crack YouTube. We went down LinkedIn. And for me, it was like virtually knocking doors, right? From my own home, I could specifically target. I didn't have to knock 10 and hopefully find one or two. I could specifically target the exact person that I wanted. And as long as my branding was set up correctly and my message was personalized, I could reach out to them and do it. So we're like, that sounds amazing. And in actual fact, I was at a conference and this is how this whole thing kicked off, was that I did a post inside a Facebook group of all the people that were there. And I said to them, and by the way, this is an amazing strategy if you are looking to test out a new offer. Okay. This is an incredible strategy. Is I did a post saying, hey, I'm going to do, you know, in the spirit of giving, I'm busy putting together some trainings and I'm going to give it for free to the first five people that comment on this. What I'd love to know is what would you like to learn about the most? The first was how to get clients from Facebook. The second was how to get clients from LinkedIn. And the third was how to automate your sales process and systems in the business. Well, we had over 200 comments on that on that one post. And from there, I decided, well, I'm going to charge people $1,000. I landed up getting on calls with each and every single person, understanding what it is that they wanted. And we landed up collecting $75,000. And then I was like, well, you know, shit, I think I better go and build this course now. Because I haven't done that. And so we built the course, and the first course was disgusting. It was 12 videos that were an hour to hour and a half long. And but they got people results. You know, we put about 450 people through that. And then we just decided to go deeper and deeper. So ever since then, it's just been a journey of evolution and growth and spreading the message wider. But that's the reason I got into it, was because I wanted to have that time and that security and the control and the freedom, more importantly.
Absolutely. It's so funny when you were saying just like you've never really had a regular job like a lot of people, and you just started with working in the restaurant, earning tips, and that was your income. And a lot of people, because just even in solar, we go door to door sometimes. And when you're saying door to door, it can be really challenging, but using
Absolutely.
A platform that is really navigated towards being able to reach out to people, but asking, doing the market research, asking people what they wanted to know, getting a feel for, okay, well, I'm just going to start having these calls and see what's really going on and what is the target of what we're trying to accomplish, and then building the course. Because a lot of people build the course and then they're like, why isn't everyone coming? But I love that you did that first part, because I think that is one of the secret sauces to being able to build something. You find out what exactly is that target market that you're focused on. And I love that it was LinkedIn, because you're right, it was like a door to door, but online, so you didn't have to go, and you were saving a lot of time and energy, because it can be very exhausting going door to door.
100%. I mean, I think, you know, what happens with a lot of people is that they'll build something in the hope that people are going to buy it because they're so excited about it. And they don't spend the time doing the market research, because even if you've got something that the market wants, you might not be presenting it to the market in a way that they want it.
Yes.
And, you know, we work with a lot of different companies. I mean, primarily our customers are B2B coaches, consultants, and service providers, right? But I've worked with auction houses, you know, where they're selling, they're buying and selling heavy earth moving equipment, you know, cranes and diggers and like all sorts of crazy stuff.
Right.
And it's the same process, right? I've worked with immigration consultants. We've worked with publishers. We've worked with all sorts of people. And it doesn't really matter what you sell. I mean, this auction house did $25 million with us in 6 months, right? Just by dialing in this process. Okay. So the process is exactly, in fact, it was actually easier for them because they've got a physical product and there's a physical service that they provide than, you know, selling leadership coaching or training, where we've got to figure out a niche and a unique angle and all the rest. But it's exactly that thing. People don't spend enough time doing the market research. So they're not using the words that their ideal clients are using. They're not connecting to them on the level that they're at. They're not meeting them at their level and bringing them up. Instead, they're standing up here and diagnosing them from the top down. So I think that's a very key distinction of the people who are really successful can meet people where they're at and bring them up, versus people who are like struggling and sitting at the top and saying, why aren't people buying from me?
I made that mistake in the beginning. I like created a coaching program. I was like ready to go. And I'm like, where is everyone?
Oh yeah, me too. I've done it too. I'm speaking from experience. Like everything's from experience. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's funny. I had a conversation with a friend that's getting into life coaching the other day. And I was just telling him, I was like, the most important thing is just do your market research. You might have a great idea and it's great, but will it sell? Will it be able to facilitate change and growth for what you're looking for and what the clientele that you're working with?
And yeah. In the way that you want to sell it, like, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's where I think a lot of people miss the boat. But I wish I knew this when I started like 7 years ago, but I didn't. Now
yep,
I do. You know, now I can help others. But I'm curious, because LinkedIn is you're so good at it. You're able to really help so many people on there as well. How do you create high quality leads? What is the secret to that on LinkedIn?
Yeah, great question. Because there is a lot of noise on LinkedIn. And, you know, when we first started this journey, it was actually very easy. I mean, you could plug in an automation system, I could sit and I could spend a bit of time on there, reach out to people. But now there's so much noise, and you know, every person that I speak to, in fact, every podcast host that I've been on with has asked me a very similar question, right? That you've just asked me right now. It's like, well, how do you stand out from the crowd?
Right.
And it comes down to this. Number one is relevancy. Okay. How relevant are you to your ideal target market? Okay. The second thing is focusing on what we call the power of one. So solve one big problem for one ideal client. Okay. It needs to be worth your time being on LinkedIn. So you need to understand your lifetime value of your clients, right? You need to have at least a lifetime value of $5,000, right? Otherwise, it's not going to be worth your time spending all this time, energy, and effort going out and getting people on calls. Like, you're just going to feel like you are farting in the wind. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a lot of waste. So you want to make sure that you've got lifetime value. We focus on solving one big problem for one ideal client. And when you position yourself on LinkedIn, you don't need to be everything to everybody. You don't need to tell them about all of your products and services. All you need to do is start with what is one problem that you can solve that they actually want solved, to open up the conversation, right? Just to get the conversation going. And this brings me to the next one, is where people don't respect the sales process. Right? Because what a lot of people are doing out there is that they'll connect and then they'll say, boom, here's my offer. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, that's an immediate, like, I don't even reply to them. It's just done, don't care, that's it. So we really want to focus on respecting the sales process, asking questions, being interested, right? Because when you're interested, you become interesting, and building that relationship, right? It's about relationships over sales. So if you want to stand up from the crowd, and I know I'm speaking in general terms, because there's different ways to do it depending on your service, your product, how warm the people are that you're reaching out to, where they are in the sales process. There's different ways to do it. But ultimately, if you can be relevant, solve one big problem for one ideal client, and respect the sales process and actually build relationships, you're going to be miles ahead above everybody else that's there.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I'm like, yes, it has to do with that, because I know so many times I'll get messages in my inbox on Instagram or other places where it's like, hi, here's my program. Hi, let's set up a call. I'm just like, whoa, let's build a relationship first. And that's what I think, like, I've been really creating my community here in Colorado, where everybody I'm meeting, and it really is about that connection first and then business, if it makes sense, or being able to refer to the right person.
Absolutely.
But I love that you said that, because it really is build, where is your time going? Where is your energy flowing to be able to build those relationships and make sure, because it's asking questions, it's finding out if they even need your service, or maybe someone they know does and they can refer you. And I think it's Absolutely. Just kind of building that web. That's what I picture it as. Yeah.
That's actually a very good point that you make here. And this is something that we tell our Inner Circle clients as well, is that, you know, don't just think of it going on saying, I need clients. Because if you go in with that mentality, then you're going to put off that energy, and it's a bit repulsive, right? You're going to repel people. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's always about, how do I get to know somebody first? And if we like each other, maybe we do business together. I can tell you, some of our biggest partners that we do a lot of revenue with every single year, they're friends first, right? And we also do business together. Right. You know, I've literally gone and stayed with them in their houses and in their summer homes, and we have lunch and dinner together. I know their wife, I know their kids, like, you know, we're friends. And even a lot of our clients, like, I meet them around the world and I know all about their families and you know, who they are and what they like to do and vice versa. So, you know, when you can do that first, it's like, it's just like the next natural step. Like, yeah, I want to work with you. If you've got something that's valuable to them that they want, they're going to work with you.
Yeah. And it's about that connection piece. But I'm really curious, because you mentioned it earlier with automation. That's a big part of what you do. And I'm really curious, how are you able to foster those connections using automation?
Yeah, love it. And, you know, for us, automation, how most people view automation is that they want to automate something so that it can remove them from what they're doing. Right? They were like, okay, I don't want to deal with this. Let's automate it and I can step back and not worry about it. Mm-hmm. For us, automation is actually the opposite of that. For us, automation allows you to put more of yourself into what you're doing. Here's why. Mm-hmm. You want it to take over the manual repetitive tasks where you're literally copying and pasting. Okay. Now, there is another step which has recently become available to us, which is AI. Okay. So before, it was copy and paste and, you know, everyone gets exactly the same message. Now you can have a personalized message that goes out, which actually is trained on your voice. It'll read their profile. It'll create a message that is super specific to them and then send a connection message that is really relevant. Mm-hmm. So the automation, we like to automate a couple of things. So the initial outreach and the connections, the commenting on people's posts, right? So just a very generic, basic comment just to get visibility and people looking at your profile. You can do more detailed ones as well. Mm-hmm. Connecting with people when they connect with us and then sending that initial welcome message. So there are a couple of things where we use automation for as the broader scheme of things. But we use it as kind of like the top end of the funnel, because then the next step is, okay, if people start replying, we want to have a more personalized response and I want to know where they are in the process. Yeah. So we can even automate, depending once again, where they are in the sales process. Mm-hmm. I like to talk to people at about step three is when I'll jump in, but everything else can be automated and with automation and AI. So it's still hyper-personal, but then it gets to the stage where they're actually like, I'm interested in what you have to say, or let's get on a call or whatever it is. Then I'll take over the conversation and run from there. So ultimately it allows you to manage it in like 30 minutes a day versus what we used to do, which was like 2 to 3 hours a day.
Yeah. And you have more time to travel. So it works out. But I'm curious because you brought up AI and that's a big topic the last year or so. But what has that looked like for you with creating these genuine connections, but also being able to utilize it with automation and other factors? What are your thoughts around AI?
It's completely changed the game for us. So we use AI in a couple of different ways. Mm-hmm. So one of the ways is which I described to you now, which is for outreach, which is for commenting on posts, which is even for we've built out the entire sales process as a structure. So you know, normally people have setters and then they'll have closers. So mm-hmm. you do the qualification, disqualification, and then they go to someone who can take that conversation further. So that entire process we've built out as a framework inside AI with a tool that plugs into LinkedIn. So now depending on where they are, you can just go and click a button and it'll write the message for you. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
That's one piece. So it actually manages the conversations, but it'll write content for you after it's been trained on its on your voice and what you say and how you say it. It'll also comment on people's posts in a really real and genuine way based on what you've said and what you've done. And for us, it's all about not just spray and pray, but we specifically target people that we want to reach out to. So that's on the lead generation side. Mm-hmm. There's also the side before that, which is writing your LinkedIn profile, right? We had a whole process on, we had to teach people the whole structure and how to do it, where they fill in the blanks and think about everything. We've built that entire framework into AI where now we can ask them a couple of questions and they'll write their profile for them.
Oh, wow.
Right? Yeah. We've gone further to help them get what we call their signature voice. We'd ask them questions and what kind of energy do they want to have? What kind of personality do they want to have? And it'll actually create their signature voice, which can be used to write all the content and everything as well. Creating offers, ask a couple of questions. So we had all of these frameworks, templates, scripts, everything built out where people had to go through it manually, which used to take like 3 or 4 months to really get it right and up and running. Where now it's built into AI where we can ask them a couple of questions and it's now done in like 2 weeks.
So much easier.
I love it. So it just shortened the time to results for us and for our clients. It's incredible.
Oh, and that's what it's about, being able to maximize our time together. When you're able to get on the phone, actually talk to somebody who's truly interested versus somebody that's just kind of like, oh, okay, this seems cool, but not really doing the work or wanting to do the work and whatever that may be in every capacity. Yeah. But I'm just really curious because with LinkedIn, there's a lot of people on LinkedIn now and more people are gravitating towards LinkedIn. And why do you think there's a shift from the quantity to quality and why it's so crucial for businesses, particularly on LinkedIn?
It depends on the kind of businesses. And, you know, once again, it's, you know, people look at LinkedIn as a social media platform. It's not. It's a networking platform, right? And if you think about you've been to a live networking event before, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've all been there. And you get a couple of different kinds of people that go there. So you get the dude who goes up there and hands out business cards to every single person. And then you walk out there and you see all the business cards in the dustbin. So he's just wasted a whole bunch of money on that. You get the dude that sits in the corner and, you know, doesn't say anything to anyone. And what does he get out of it? Nothing, right? You also get the person that will then go and specifically target who he wants to go and talk to or maybe speak on stage and invest in that opportunity. And that's the person that gets the most out of their experience there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I look at LinkedIn the same way, is that people aren't on LinkedIn to find out about your cats and your kids and your dogs and what you ate for lunch. No one cares. Right. It's a business networking platform. right? So the faster you are to get to the point, the faster you are to help people have that mindset shift of what they need right now versus, you know, the problem that they've got right now versus where they need to go to. Mm-hmm. If you're able to articulate their problems better than what they can, chances are they're going to move, you know, they're going to work with you with ease. Mm-hmm. My question is always, how do we shorten that buying cycle? We shorten that buying cycle by building the relationships fast.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting because I've used LinkedIn, but like you see it as a social media platform, but it's not. And like when I first started on it, but I do believe it is that connection piece where we're networking, we're building those relationships. We're not posting pictures of our animals or what we ate or just our daily life, unless it like goes coincides with business. And that's what I'm curious about, because there's a lot of entrepreneurs that are maybe starting on LinkedIn for the first time or building their profile that's more professional versus maybe on other platforms. What advice do you have for businesses looking to navigate the landscape of LinkedIn? What do you think is really important for them to know?
Perfect. So solve one big problem for one ideal client, right? Be really specific. You want to structure it in a way that I help whoever the ideal client is achieve a measurable result, okay, in a specific time frame through a system or methodology. Then your profile gets written as how you take them from point A to point B. It's not written as a CV about how great you are. It's written as a landing page which walks them down a journey of how you get them from point A to point B. You want to utilize case studies. You want to have a professional banner, like branded properly. You want to have a professional picture. That's just the setup of it. Mm-hmm. Then the next step would be is when you're reaching out to people, don't just try and sell them your stuff, because they won't buy it. Mm-hmm. Rather focus on doing market research, right? We call these the ask interviews. Mm-hmm. So invite somebody to get on a call with you to do some market research. And in return, you're going to give them something of value that's going to help them in their business. So you're not just taking their time, but you're giving them something of value that's going to help them in their life or their business, depending on what you do. Mm-hmm. And when you get on that call, you don't try and sell them anything. You don't do a bait and switch, right? Mm-hmm. You genuinely ask the questions. You say, thank you. And you know, even just from that, I mean, we walk all of our clients through that. On average, what we see about 50% of the people, because essentially doing a discovery call, right? About 50% of the people that you do that call with will then turn around and say, so can you help me solve this problem?
Yeah.
You know, so you inevitably end up picking up clients like that. Mm. But then the next thing I would say is that I'm kind of giving you these things in systematic order here,
right?
Yeah. And then an overall thought process around LinkedIn is don't just go in thinking, I need clients. Mm-hmm. Think about if clients is one avenue, focus on building relationships, because those relationships could be clients. Mm-hmm. They could be referral partners, joint venture partners. They could be promoting you, right? They could also get you onto speaking on other people's stages, right? Or their own stages. So we also run LinkedIn events where we invite people to events. It's one of our major platforms to do that, but we run webinars. It is huge. So you can even run your own events through there. If you focus on building the relationships first, there's lots that you can do with those relationships.
Yes. I'm like, this is exactly what I'm talking about, because I think it's so important to make those connections. And I'm all about community and being able to help each other. I love being able to connect others. And I'm curious, because a lot of it, what you just said, is what my next question was going to be, was about the connections. How do they go beyond the numbers? So you're connecting with people on LinkedIn. You might have that discovery call or that initial call just to ask them the questions. And they're like, okay, they don't ask to move forward, or they're just like at the end of it, they're done. And what? How do you continue to foster that relationship for business purposes in particular?
Yeah. So then you're going to send them the thing of value, which should be a PDF or a video. You know, not it's not another coaching call, or it's not more time with you. It's something that you give them that sits with them. There you go. And then you can follow up with them and say, hey, how did you find that?
Mm-hmm.
Right. How did you find that resource? So it's another connection point. So you're constantly giving them another point to do that, right? And then if you make a list of the kind of people, of the people that you're talking to, and if you see someone that is like, wow, I really want to, this is an ideal client for me, then you make your list. And when you start posting content, you can then drop them this and say, hey, I was thinking about our conversation the other day. I thought this would be valuable for you, and drop that in.
Yeah.
Right. So you're always looking for points of connection to bring to those people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then you can invite them to events. You can invite them to, you know, anything new that you've got going on, any new lead magnets that you create. You know, you've got that relationship. So they always know you're going to be valuable to them.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it can be really hard when you're meeting so many people, because I've recently been going crazy with networking in person. I do a lot online, but I have a CRM so I can make sure I'm following up with people, because sometimes people fall through the cracks and you don't want them to, but just keeping track of who I've spoken to, where I met them. So I know exactly where that process is, because it can be a lot when you're meeting so many cool people that you want to stay connected with. Yeah.
And you know, that's one of the nightmares in LinkedIn, is trying to manage and track your conversations. it's a nightmare, right? Yeah. So we've actually got a system that acts as a CRM for LinkedIn, which tracks mm-hmm. all the conversations. It'll even enrich their data. So find their email address linked to that, so you can send them emails as well. It's got the AI built into it. It's got the automation built into it. So it's like an all-in-one system that does everything, and you can manage it all on one dashboard. So we just made it as simple as possible for people to actually do this. And you can tag people and see where they are in the buying process, when you need to follow up with them, if they're not interested. It just makes it so much simpler to track and manage. So, you know, like in a CRM where you can track and manage everything, now you can do it on LinkedIn as well.
Yeah, no, that's so smart. Like, I never thought of that for LinkedIn. Other things, yes, but now you just added something to my list. It might be tedious at first, but I think it just allows things to move smoothly and you keep track of everything, because there's a lot of things going on in life every day. And I'm really curious, because I know it wasn't just a smooth sailing through getting to LinkedIn. There might have been some bumps in the road. What were some of the obstacles that you've had to overcome, especially when starting with LinkedIn, when you started that process and building it out? What did that look like for you, obstacle wise?
Yeah, so I think one of the biggest things was us actually deciding who do we work with, you know, because when I did that initial poll, I mean, there were people that came in from all over the place. And now we've got 15 or 20 different industries that we're like, oh yeah, it works for that. Oh yeah, it was, you know, saying yes to everyone is pretty much one of the biggest problems. Mm-hmm. And then we're looking at this thing as we're going through and people are asking us all these questions. You're like, oh, I don't know. And you've got to try and figure it out along the way. And you know, you realize you land up trying to build 5 or 10 different businesses at the same time, instead of just focusing on one and building a repeatable system. Mm-hmm. So that was one big thing that took us a while to get into that. Mm-hmm. But then even as you start growing, I mean, we built this thing without thinking about, you know, what's the big picture and what's the big plan that we're actually building this for, which landed up creating it as a job for us. And, you know, we followed the advice of all the coaches and everything out there. And they're like, do a call every day, or, you know, whatever it is, do whatever it takes to get results. And we landed up doing calls every single day and working ourselves like crazy. And, you know, my business partner's got 3 young children. You know, I've got a new wife and it's still my first one, but this is, you know, new. And, you know, we're trying to navigate this whole journey where all this stuff is going on. And we landed up burning ourselves out. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had partnerships with the wrong people, which have, you know, one almost landed up in a court case where we had to pay over a whole bunch of money as a settlement because of some stuff that went wrong that wasn't even our fault. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's what how it gets perceived. So we had to sort that out, because actually sorting that out landed up making us, here's a cool lesson, right?
Yeah.
Sorting that problem out, which was a big problem at the time, actually landed up making us 10 times more money in the future because of how we solved that problem, right? Because we went into the problem saying, how do we solve this problem so that something like this never happens again? And since then, because the person who we had the issue with went into a whole group and said, no, these guys are a scam and everything as well, but he didn't even buy the services. It was a bunch of issues. So people started asking for refunds. And then we started looking at this entire process and, you know, who we partnered with, how we connect with them, how we bring the right people in, how we choose the right people, agreements they need to sign, you know, making it fair, but also protecting ourselves and protecting them as well. And honestly, since then, it's made us become better coaches. It's made us become better people. Mm-hmm. It's made us be more selective on who we say yes to. Mm-hmm. It's made us say no to a lot more people. That just ultimately has freed us. You know, I think, I can't remember who said it, but it's like the more you repel the people you don't want, the more mm-hmm. you attract the people you do want. Yeah. And that's really what it's done for us, is it's actually created more freedom, more fun, and a lot more money and a lot more awesome people coming into our space.
I love this example because it really just shows you can have a horrible situation happen, but how you navigate it, how do you overcome that? Because we all go through challenges in life, no matter what it is, even outside of business and life. But I love that you were able to look at it. Okay, where are the loopholes? How do we close those gaps, figure out how to make things better? And then it 10x'd your business, essentially, or even more than that, probably. But being able to look at, okay, let's redefine this. And of course, it's horrible what you went through. But a lot of times we have to kind of go through those really tough times to see the bigger picture. And in the beginning, when you're building a business, sometimes you're just like focused on, I got to make payments, I got to pay bills, I got to just keep moving forward versus looking at the big picture. And in hindsight, what you went through with the almost court case, it allowed you to look at the big picture and redefine everything, which I think is so cool. Not that you had to go through that, but in hindsight, like, you know, it allowed all these other amazing things to happen and being more selective. Because a lot of times, I think when people are starting their business, from what I've heard and my own experience, you just take on clients just to pay the bills. And it's not even really like vetting them and seeing if it's a good fit and like finding that ideal client. Yeah. But through all the experiences, you realize, okay, I rather not have to deal with the work versus like finding my ideal client and having a solid foundation from the get-go.
100%. And I can even like, I'll share this with you and the listeners as well, which is something that I learned from one of my partners, and he's a bit of a mentor as well. And, you know, he's built over 40 companies and taken 10 of them to the 8-figure mark. So he's someone worth listening to, you know, and he gave me a very different perspective on goals and dreams and visions and all the rest as well. He said to me, he's like, look, Matt, what we do is that him and his wife is that we decide what life we want. And we then understand how much money do we need to make in order to get that life that we want. Then what we've got is there's three different ways to make money, right? There's building a business, there's real estate, and there's paper, you know, so stocks and crypto and all of that stuff. And he's like, then you just choose. And all of these things are just boxes, right? Mm-hmm. So you just got to choose how many boxes do you want. You just need to stack the boxes as you want. And then you evaluate the boxes. It's like, are they getting me to where I want to go? Do I need to fix it, grow it, throw it, sell it, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then you remove the emotion from the thing that you're doing, because the only question you're asking is, are these things getting me the lifestyle that I want in the way that I want it and the money to support that?
Like, that hit me because I recently, well, I guess a year or two ago, when I was very emotional about certain businesses that I had because I had multiple, but it was really taking, once I took the emotion out of it, I was able to see things very clearly. It was like brain fog. And I was just like, okay, well, I've been doing this for so long. I just want to keep doing it. But coming to my senses and looking at, okay, well, is it profitable? Is it where I really want to go? Even though I love it and enjoy it, but it's not making me the money I want it to make me, or the vision I originally had has shifted. So I think it's a great example you gave to really look at it and taking the emotion out, because at the end of the day, it's not personal. Of course, it's like your baby and you, like when you start something, but you have to look at it. If you want it to really grow, what are those steps you need to take in order to grow? And a lot of times it's taking the emotion out. Even being a former therapist, I'm like all about emotions, but it's looking at what is strategic in that capacity.
It's so true. And that's actually the toughest part, because once you take the emotion out of it and you can link it to, is this getting me the lifestyle that I want? And am I making the money to support that? Then the decisions become easy.
Absolutely. I mean, like I had a very transformational experience the last 2 years in particular of just where my energy was going. And I think a lot of people struggle with that when they've worked so hard, it's blood, sweat, and tears, but how do you revamp it? Or how do you kind of take that step back and look at what logistically and being analytical versus the emotions? Because I feel like emotions play a part, but it's also because you have to be passionate about it as well, because you're doing it every day. But looking at it, separating the emotion that's attached to it, can just open up the door completely.
Yeah. Sometimes you need to check the whole thing out the window. You know, like if that's where it's at, that's what you got to do. You know, I can't tell you how many people we've spoken to where they're telling me and they're like, oh, my business, this, that, and the other thing. I'm like, you don't have a business here. You're literally just working yourself to the bone because it's not making you money. It's taking up all of your time. Yeah. You've got to chuck this out the window and let's find something else. Yeah. Because this is just killing you. It's pointless. But it's exactly that, the emotional attachment, because they haven't decided on the life and the income. That's why it's a tough decision.
Exactly. Well, it's easier said than done, but it can be done. The flip side of just the obstacles you've gotten through. I know you've had so much success with so many clients, over 26 countries, I believe over 1,700 clients that you've worked with and customers. What has been maybe one or two success stories you could share with us today of a client?
Absolutely. I think one of my favorite stories is one of our clients, Brian, is a career coach. And he came to us where he was at a place where, you know, he's worked on his brand. He's done really well. He's getting lots of leads. And he was stuck at this like $20,000 a month mark. But what was happening, because of the way he structured his business, was he was trying to take, you know, everyone and anyone in. He was selling $2,000 programs and delivering 10 one-on-one sessions for that. So he was like back to back, and he physically couldn't break through that because the only way he could make more money was to sell more time, which he didn't have because he was the only one who could deliver on that. So he was not spending time with his wife and his new kid. He was putting off back surgery. He hadn't taken a holiday in ages, and he was just burning himself out. But when you look online, he looks amazing. So what we did was we helped him like really dial in and solve that power of one. So we looked at product managers that were earning $140,000 a year plus. And what he does was he helps them increase their income by 41% in the next 90 days. So we came up with that. When I say get specific, that's how specific you need to get, right? So I want to give you examples as we go through this. What we then did, because we had that clarity, is we then increased his pricing from 2,000 to 5,000. So we 2.5 times his pricing. We restructured the delivery. So he does one one-on-one call and the rest in groups, and then disqualifies like 80% of the leads that come in. And so what happened is, because those ideal clients essentially are coming in because he is the person for them, he went from $20,000 a month to $100,000 a month in 2 months. Oh. Right. But the best part was, is that he actually works less than what he did at 20,000 a month. He's spending more time with his wife and kids. He's been able to do the back surgery without worrying the business is going to fall over. And he's finally taken a holiday while still making money. It's like changed his life. And, you know, those are the things that why I do what I do.
I feel it. I got these ones. But, and that's the beautiful part of it, being able to change someone's life. It doesn't matter what the delivery is. It's really being able to figure out, okay, what's not working? Let's make it work now. What is the strategies that need to be put in place? So he's not just working in his business, but allowing it to grow when he's not there. And I think a lot of individuals in business, when we start a business, we're really in it. And it's hard to take that step back unless we have automation, being able to have the strategies, having everything in place so we can take a step back and have a day off. Because a lot of people go into the entrepreneurial world because they don't want to work for someone else, but then they end up working 80 to 120 hours a week to like build the thing. And I mean, that was me. I burnt out when I started my coaching business. Yes. Yeah. It's challenging, but being able to look at it and changing the whole lifestyle, and you can't always believe what you see online based off of what you said, like with his life looked great on social medias. However, like what was happening in his real life, he was falling apart, not being able to get back surgery, taking care of his newborn, his wife, being able to have that lifestyle that he truly wanted. And I think that's why a lot of us start our businesses, for that freedom. But then a lot of times we just create another job for ourselves. You said it earlier as well, but it's being able to actually have a business and not a job.
Yeah. And, you know, I've learned a lot of lessons and particularly in the past 2 years. I mean, my wife and I have been traveling full time for the past 2 years. I've been to 24 countries. It's been absolutely incredible. And, you know, sometimes we're traveling and enjoying it. We've figured out, you know, don't travel during the week, only on weekends. So we figured out all these little hacks to actually make it a reality to travel. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there've been times where we're sitting in this beautiful place and we don't leave the room because we're just working flat out, you know, like there's some pictures of me where we stayed in this one place and they didn't have a they didn't have a work desk like I've got now. So I've got this picture of me sitting on the couch with the ironing board in front of me with my computer and my whole setup there, running a webinar using the ironing board as my desk. And I'm like, I'm talking to 300 people and, you know, we're making money, but I'm like, if only they could see me now.
True life transparency.
Yeah. You know, you do what it takes, and there's a give and a take. You know, when I had my office at home, I had my whole setup and like three screens, and it was amazing. I loved it.
Yeah.
But I felt trapped. And so, you know, this comes back down to what I was saying earlier is, and this is what we help a lot of our clients do, is we help them build their business around their lifestyle, not the other way around. You know, not build the business first and then hopefully they've got a life. It's like, let's build the life first and then structure the business so that you get that life that you want. And when you can do that, then it's like, all right, now you know, where do I use automation? Where do I use AI? Where do you need to physically get involved? Where do we start hiring people? Because that actually determines what strategies you need to use in your business to get to what you want.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, I just recently hired, I went on a hiring binge in the beginning of 2024. And I was just like, I'm hiring everyone. But to be able to take some of that off of my husband and I, so we could focus on our lives and have that time together, because it's so special to both of us. But we're both entrepreneurs, yeah, and we both have so much going on. So it's important to really look at what do our lifestyles want to look like and how to build around that versus the other way around, like you said, and you really help your clients do that. And I'm just really curious, because a lot of it is automation, AI, other factors, the strategies. What are some of the tools that you use on the back end of things to really make things look great on the front end?
Yeah. So, you know, we've built in a whole bunch of our own AI tools as well in the back end to actually write all the profiles and messages and everything as well to do all the setup. And then we've got a tool that has the automation and the AI. So we really only use two things on LinkedIn, which is our AI and automation tool, which is Rainmaker Leads. And then there is Unique Sales Navigator. I mean, that's really what we use. There's some other tools that we've used in the past, but we found it all just like coming into one place, and it works like a charm, you know, and you could end up literally spending like $130 a month. Or if you include Sales Navigator, it's like $200 a month. And now you've got a database of almost 1 billion people, plus an automated system to reach out to them and AI to personalize all the automation. I'm like, are you kidding me? That is a steal anywhere that you look at it.
Oh, yes. Because the result, you're looking for the result, not like, obviously there's a process that happens. And I think it's that patience and compassion that it's not going to happen overnight, but you can have the systems in place that you do for all your clients to really help them grow their businesses and live their lives. And I'm just really curious, because I know you've accomplished so much already, but what are your future aspirations or goals for the next few years?
You know, what are we doing in the business, or where are we going in life? What would you like to hear?
I want to hear both.
Okay.
I think everyone else does too.
Okay. So for, you know, for the business, our next kind of project that we want to start, that we're going to be starting to work on, is building an AI setter for business coaches and consultants. You know, we've just been through this whole process of hiring setters and firing setters, and just like, it's like this never ending circle. And eventually, like, you know what, screw it. I'm just going to run, I'm going to get people to a webinar. I'll disqualify them there and I'll speak to them myself and actually just make an offer, because honestly, they buy when they talk to me, because that's what they want.
Right.
And that's been working great. But our next project that we're going to be working on is going deeper into AI and creating a setter that can be used. And it's like, you know, people interact with the AI to do that. So, I got a buddy at Google that's giving us access to some of their newly released tools that we can go and play with and build on. So that's one of our next steps. Yeah. You know, for us in the business, it's just about serving more people. We want to get this in front of more and more people. We look at this business as, you know, we're not going to be able to sell this business. And at least, I don't know, unless we have a significant restructure. But it's not really something we plan on selling. This is like, make money from this business. Be able to invest in other businesses, help other businesses grow, build up that portfolio, you know, stack the boxes. And then personally, you know, we added three investment properties to our portfolio last year. We want to add another five this year. Our goal really is to own properties in four destinations that we absolutely love. We found Thailand is one of them, and live in those places, you know, 3 to 4 months a year each, right? Or 3 to 6 months a year each, and, you know, really just enjoy life.
Sounds amazing. You're an example of building your business around your lifestyle, just like you mentioned. And it's amazing what you've already accomplished, what you're on the road to accomplish, and just really looking at all the avenues you can take, because it's not just a one size fits all. It's being able to look at the big picture of what you're focused on for your life, your business. And I know I so appreciate you being on here, but where can people find you, Matt? We're going to link everything below, but if you could let us know too.
Amazing. 100%. Well, our website is thevirtualedge.com. Then obviously you can find me on LinkedIn, which is Matt Clark Rainmaker. Instagram is Matt Clark Rainmaker. Facebook is Matt Clark SA. And what I'll do as well, I'd love to give your listeners a little gift as well, if you're cool with that.
Yes, absolutely.
So we've just released our playbook on how to get 60 leads in 60 days with LinkedIn micro funnels. And so I'll send you a link for that, that you can drop in there as well. And, you know, if people find it valuable, come and talk to us.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Matt, for coming on, just sharing all your insights, because there were so many of just how you really are able to help so many people through LinkedIn, but helping the individual live the life they truly want and not have to be working every day, all day, but being able to stand in their power and make a difference in their lives, their community, and their business.
Amazing. Thank you for having me on, Caroline.
Absolutely. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment below what was the biggest takeaway from today, and we'll see you on the next episode.